The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now continuing with Simen Tzadi of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We are up to Sif Vav, and we are in the process of deducing the laws of Shabbos, which do not relate to Melacha, from the Psukim in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Ches. He says, Midiksiv v'daber davar, since it says in the Pasuk, and to refrain from speaking words on Shabbos, Lomdu Rabbeinu Zechronim Levracha, Chazal learn, didafka diber asur. It is only speech that is forbidden. I will hear her mutter, but to think thoughts is permissible on Shabbos. Ulechein, hear her basakov mutar. It is therefore permissible for a person to think about his business. Umikomoka mishum onik Shabbos, mitzvah shlo yachshav behem klau. In any case, because of the mitzvah of taking pleasure in Shabbos, it is proper to not think about these matters at all. And it should be in his eyes as if all of his work is done, and there's nothing to think about on Shabbos. This is what it says in the Pasuk, Sheshes yomim tavod, for 6 days you should work, vasisa kol melachtecha, and you should do all of your melacha. V'harei ein adam yochol lasas kol melachta b'shavu achad. Certainly a person cannot perform all of his melacha in a single week. Ela yira ha'adam b'kol Shabbos. But rather a person should view it on every Shabbos. Ki ilu melachto asuya, as if all of his work is already done. There's no greater pleasure than this, that a person has no worries, he has no concerns, he knows that all of his work has already been accomplished. And certainly he should not think about things which cause him concern or worry, because that would be disruptive to his Shabbos mood. Halacha Zayin, mutar lomar lepoel, it is permissible on Shabbos to say to a worker, hanira b'einecha shetuch olamod imi la'erev, do you think that you would be able to come to be with me in the evening? Afapi shemetoch kach mevin, even though that through this communication the worker will understand that he needs him in the evening on Motzei Shabbos to hire him to do work, it is permissible to say this because they only forbade explicit speech relating to Malacha. Since he didn't say to work for me and say I'm going to hire you, he just says I want you to be with me. So that's okay. Avolo yomerlai, but he may not say to him, hey nochon imi la'erev, be ready for me, be prepared for me for after Shabbos, shizel ki midaber b'feiro shirotza l'sachro, because this is basically explicit that he wants to hire him, and that is forbidden to do on Shabbos. Halacha Ches deals with the concept known as Schar Shabbos, getting paid for work that's done on Shabbos. And the rule is that one is not supposed to be paid even for an act that is permissible on Shabbos if it was exclusively performed on Shabbos. So he says, Hasocha es hapoel, one who hires a worker, lishmarlo es hadavar, to guard something for him, Asur lapoel likach schar Shabbos bifnei atzmo, it is forbidden for the worker to receive payment for exclusive Shabbos work, Avo Imhoya Moskar Lashvua Lachodesh, but if the worker was hired for the week or for the month, Mutar Lito Bahavla Gamskar Shabbos. It would be permissible for him to receive the payment for that which he did on Shabbos, Behavla, means with a absorbed payment, meaning that we say this is your payment for the month or for the week, and it's including the work that he did on Shabbos. But to pay someone just for Shabbos work, that is prohibited. Now, it is obvious here that we're not discussing being paid on Shabbos itself. That's obviously forbidden. What we're talking about is being paid after Shabbos for work that was done on Shabbos. And that's when we're saying that if the work was performed exclusively on Shabbos, then one would not be allowed to receive payment. So, for example, let's say a babysitter is hired to babysit on Shabbos. She's not allowed to accept payment for that. But if she was also hired to babysit during the week, what we say is we can absorb the payments together, and collectively she would be allowed to receive payment. If someone is tutoring on Shabbos, and they are only doing the work on Shabbos, not on the weekday, they would only be allowed to receive payment if they have to do some form of preparation in advance, before Shabbos. Because this way we could consider it to be havla, that they're being paid for all of their work collectively, both the tutoring as well as the preparation. The same thing would be true of a Baal Korah, of one who reads from the Torah on Shabbos. If he is being paid for his services, so then he should do some reading of the Torah during the weekdays, and then charge his fee collectively. Or, if he has to prepare for it before Shabbos, it could be that could also be considered Havla, where it's all being absorbed together. Now, according to many poskim, this is not really a concern with some of these cases. In the case of a Baal Korah, or one who is tutoring matters of Torah, it really would be permissible for him to accept payment for the work given Shabbos, since he is doing a Dvar Mitzvah. In this vein, the same thing would be true of a doctor who treats a patient on Shabbos. Since he's engaged in the Mitzvah, he would be allowed to receive payment for it. So the poskim say that although this is technically true, he is permitted to receive payment, nevertheless, he would not see any bracha in that money, and therefore it is not proper to accept such payment for Shabbos work, even when it's being done for a Dvar Mitzvah. One thing's for sure is that the particular amount should certainly not be discussed on Shabbos. Halacha tes. Asur litein matanah l'chaveiro. It is forbidden for a person to give a present to his friend, ela davar shehu l'tzarach Shabbos, except for an item which is of use on Shabbos, or if it's something which is for a mitzvah. V'chein aser litein mashkon l'chavero, elam kein hu l'tzarach mitzvah o l'tzarach Shabbos. It is also forbidden to give a collateral to someone in Shabbos, unless it's for the sake of a mitzvah or somehow for the sake of Shabbos. V'lo yomer lo, helach mashkon, and even if it is for the sake of mitzvah or for Shabbos, he should not say, take this collateral. Ela nosin stam, he should just give it to him without expressing what it's for. Now, since it is permissible to give a gift which is a mitzvah on Shabbos, so therefore one would be allowed to give someone else wine or grape juice that they need for Kiddush. On Yom Tov, it would certainly be permitted to give someone else an esrog so that they could do the mitzvah of Arba Minim on Sukkos. And it's for sure no problem for someone to pledge money to Shul, since it's the mitzvah of giving tzedakah. Let's say someone wants to give a wedding present or a bar mitzvah present on Shabbos. and it's not something which would be usable on Shabbos, what they could do is, before Shabbos, to transfer it to the person's domain without them even being aware of it. And this way, when they give it to them, the recipient already owned it, and that would be permissible. If that was not done, and the present is to be given on Shabbos, the recipient should be told to have in mind that they don't intend to acquire it until Shabbos is out. In this way, it technically did not legally transfer hands on Shabbos. The next two halachas discuss what one is permitted or forbidden to read on Shabbos. Halacha Yud. Shtarei Hedyotos, secular documents. Dahainu, this is referring to Shtarei Chovos, documents of debt, V'cheshbonos, and of monetary calculations, V'igros, Shel She'elos Shalom, as well as social letters, Aser Afilo La'ayin Behem B'li Kriya. It is forbidden to look at them, even without reading it out loud. V'afapi she'eino ela maharher, even though he's only thinking what he's reading, mikol makom aser, it's still forbidden. V'lo amru dehiru mutter, ela k'she'eino nikar, she'mahara b'chafetzim asurim. The only time we say that thinking thoughts is permissible, that's only when it's not evident that he's thinking about forbidden matters on Shabbos. Avokan, shenika lakol, but over here where it's evident to any onlooker, shemahara b'chafetzim ha'asurim, that he is thinking about forbidden matters, hareza b'chlau isa mimtso chefzecha, this is in the prohibition that the Navi says of engaging in your personal activities. Umishin ishtalcha lo igeres, and someone that received the letter, ve'enu yodea makasif ba, and he doesn't know what's written in it, mutar la'ayin ba, he would be permitted to read it, kishema yesh ba davar shatzarach lo lugufo, because maybe there's something there that would be useful for him. Avo lo yikra befiv, but he would still not be allowed to read it with his mouth. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that if the letter was sent from outside of the Tchum, then he must be strict not to look at it at all, unless there's some very important need. V'im yodea she'ein rak me'inyoni ma'aseh v'matan, and if he knows that it only contains business-related matters, asur afilo la'ayin bo, it is forbidden even to look at it, v'gam asur betiltu mishem muktza, and it is even forbidden to move it because it's muktza. In other words, since a person can't read it on Shabbos, that means there's nothing they possibly could do with it on Shabbos, and therefore it's muktza, and he may not move it. So certainly this would include any business newspapers or any catalogs that arrive in the mail, because these are things that relate to masiv and matin. They relate to business. Some poskim say that if the reader has no intent of purchasing anything that's there, and they just enjoy browsing through a catalog, then it would be mutter to read on Shabbos. Halacha Yud Aleph. Kosel o tabla, a wall or a tablet, sheyesh bo eza tsuros o diuknos, that has on it any drawings or portraits, the kosev tachtehen, and it is written a caption underneath them, zu tsuras ploni, this is a depiction of such and such a person, v'zeh diokan ploni, and this is a portrait of a particular person, asur lekros k'savzeh b'shabbos, it is forbidden to read this caption on Shabbos, v'afilo la'ayim bo b'li kriya asur, even if the person is just looking at it, without verbally saying the words that he's reading, it is still forbidden. Chazal forbade reading all sorts of things so that one should not come to read business-related matters on Shabbos. V'chein sifrei milchamos v'sifrei divrei hayamim shel malchei umos ha'olam, and also to read books of war and books of the history of the non-Jewish monarchies. V'chein melitzos u'mishalim shel sichas chulim, and similarly books of secular parables, kigon sefer Immanuel, such as the book of Immanuel, u'mikol shchein divrei cheshek, and certainly works of romance. Also, lekrosim b'Shabbos, it is forbidden to read them on Shabbos. V'afilu la'ayin behem b'li kriya b'fiv, even to look at them without expressing the words, is still forbidden. V'af b'chol, also mishamosh avleitzim, and even on the weekday, it is forbidden because of the waste of time. Afilu heim ksuvim b'lashon hakodesh, even if they are written in Hebrew. Ubedivrei cheshek yesh od iser, and if they are matters of romance, then there's a further prohibition. Shemigare yetzer hara ba'atzmo, because it is arousing the inclination within him, and therefore it can never be read. Avo osun sifrei divrei hayamim, but those history books, sheyotze mehem inyanei musar v'yerushalayim, of which come out concepts of Musar and of Yerushalayim, kigon sefer Yosifon ukiyotzebo, for example, the works of Josephus and the like, afilu ksuvim b'loshen laz, even if they're written in some foreign language, meaning they're not in Hebrew, mutal lekrosam afilu b'Shabbos, it would be permissible to read them in Shabbos, umikol makom ein roi lahavros behem, but still it is not proper to spend too much time with it. The material that we read on Shabbos must be appropriate for Shabbos. Halacha Yud Beis. Asur limdod b'Shabbos ezadavar. It is forbidden to measure anything on Shabbos. Imhu l'tzarech, if it is something which is for a need. Ela imkein hu l'tzarech mitzvah, unless it is something which is needed for a mitzvah. Now, the reason why Chazal forbade measuring things in Shabbos is because measurements often relate to business matters, and they want to keep us away from any financially related issues on Shabbos. So therefore, a person would not be allowed to, let's say, weigh himself on Shabbos, or to measure someone's height, or their waist measurements. All of these things would be prohibited. Even in the kitchen, if a person is preparing the Shabbos food, one would not be allowed to measure with a measuring cup. Instead, a person would have to estimate how much of a particular ingredient they want to put in their food. If someone is playing a game, they would not be allowed to use an hourglass in order to measure the time, or even their stop, even a watch to count the seconds. But what a person is allowed to measure are things related to for a mitzvah. So, for example, if someone wants to measure how much matzah or maror they need to eat on Lel Pesach, they would be allowed to. Or to measure how much liquid their kiddush cup holds to make sure that it is a sufficient shiur, that would be mutter. The poskim say that it is also permitted to make measurements for the sake of someone who is ill. So certainly, it would be permissible for a person to take his blood pressure if he needs to for medical purposes, or even to take the temperature of someone to determine whether they need medical attention or need to take a medication. Likewise, you can measure the dose of a medicine that one needs to take on Shabbos, because for the sake of someone who's ill, it is permissible to measure on Shabbos. Halacha Yud Gimel gives us one last qualification regarding the prohibition of speaking personal matters on Shabbos. He says, "Bimkom Seda, in a situation of significant loss, mutar ledaber b'tzarchav, a person would be allowed to speak about his personal needs on Shabbos. Bein im Yisrael, bein im Goy, whether he is conversing with a Jew or conversing with a non-Jew, either way it is permissible to prevent a significant financial loss." Halacha Yud Dalet introduces the concept of Amira La'akum. He writes, "Kol davar she'Yisrael asur la'asoso, any activity that it is forbidden for a Jew to do on Shabbos, asur loma legoy la'asoso, it is forbidden to instruct a non-Jew to perform it, da'amira legoy havi shvus, because saying to a goy to do a malacha on Shabbos is a rabbinic prohibition. Va'afilu lirmoz lo la'asoso, even to hint to the goy that he should do malacha, asur, that is also forbidden. Va'afilu loma lo kodem Shabbos, she'yase b'Shabbos, even to tell the goy before Shabbos that he should do it in Shabbos, gam kein asur, this is also prohibited. However, in this case, the Mishnah Berurah points out that one may hint to the non-Jew, meaning the prohibition of hinting to the non-Jew is only on Shabbos itself. Before Shabbos, it is permissible to hint to him. V'chein asur lomar l'goy b'Shabbos she'yaser la'acha Shabbos. It is even prohibited to instruct a non-Jew on Shabbos that he should do melacha after Shabbos. And here too, the Mishnah Berurah says that it is permissible to hint to him because the work itself is not intended to be done on Shabbos. V'davar zeh eino mishum shvus. This prohibition is not because of an issur d'rabbanan to ensure that one does not do malacha on Shabbos. Kevin da malacha nasis b'shas heter. Because in this case, when we are asking him to do the malacha after Shabbos, it's at a time that it's mutter. So why is this forbidden? Elo asur mishum mimtzo cheftzacha, but the prohibition is based on the pasuk in Yeshaya that one should abstain from carrying out their personal needs. Ulochein, based on this, litzorech mitzvah mutar, if one is instructing a goy to do it for a mitzvah purpose, in the case where he's doing it after Shabbos, then it would be mutter. So one of the reasons that Amira La'akum is forbidden is because of a violation of Mimtso Cheftzecha, that one is not allowed to pursue the idea of their personal Melacha on Shabbos, even if they are not technically doing the Melacha, meaning to be involved with it or to speak about it. It is forbidden to do on Shabbos except in the case of a mitzvah. The Rambam provides another reason why Amira La'akum is prohibited, and he says that if one would be allowed to instruct a non-Jew to do malacha on Shabbos, ultimately he would come to do the malacha himself. And therefore Chazal forbade instructing a non-Jew to do any malacha for us on Shabbos. However, there are many details, there are many qualifications, and these will be discussed in the upcoming sections in the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch.